Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and when Alec Baldwin called in yesterday, it wasn't really to talk about the writer's strike, even though we just replayed those clips. I asked him about the strike. It was to talk about the streets of the Upper West Side, which was the topic of the segment. While the guests were emphasizing the problems with cars, Alec had something else in mind.
I wonder what the people who are guests on the show think of the fact that, you can take all the cars you want to off the road, but I still think the Upper West Side is one of the dirtiest parts of New York. I mean, I really think that there's so many bars and kind of mid-priced restaurants there, and I find that the Upper West Side is not, where you see Central Park Conservancy taking care of the park, or the Doe Fund taking care of the Broadway malls, that's one thing, but Amsterdam Avenue is still pretty horrible. I mean, what they envision about, is there any way that the city can really, really improve enforcement of the owners of these buildings taking care of what's out in front of their own building?
So that led to an array of reactions on the blogs yesterday, a couple of which I'll read. But let's follow up. Callers on the Upper West Side, do you share Alec Baldwin's concern about your neighborhood? And by the way, did you always think that was him walking down 96th Street, but you weren't quite sure? And how about anybody else in the city? Because we got a phone call from someone from Queens right after that, from Flushing, who said, "Hey, now, the Upper West Side cannot be the dirtiest neighborhood in the city. I'm sorry. This one has got to be." He didn't say the dirtiest. He said one of the dirtiest. But what about building owners? What about the things that he complained about? Does this ring true to you? And if you think you live in the dirtiest neighborhood in the metropolitan area, call us up and tell us what it is. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And any of you sort of mid-priced restaurant owners who want to call up and defend yourselves. As I said, that led to an array of reactions on the blogs yesterday. Gothamist wrote, "We wonder if the city can employ Alec Baldwin as some sort of enforcer, scaring bar and mid-priced restaurant owners into cleaning up their acts. He doesn't need to leave his house. He can just leave phone messages." And the website Gawker was characteristically even more biting. They wrote, "You couldn't possibly have mentioned during a live taping, Alec, that the Upper West Side is one of the dirtiest neighborhoods in the city, that its cachet is marred by, quote, all the mid-priced restaurants clogging up the place, and you actually let on that you lived in this dirty mid-priced neighborhood for years? Those liberal literati will so hunt you down, bro." So that from Gawker. And listeners, what do you think? 212-433-WNYC. Are the mid-priced restaurants clogging up the place? As Gawker puts it, Upper West Side listeners, are the building owners not doing what they are responsible to do? Would truly high-end restaurants keep the sidewalks any cleaner? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Jim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, my jaw dropped open when I heard Alex yesterday. His rant was just this side of racist. He didn't say it, but, you know, that
racist?
That meant what?
What was the racial overtone that you heard?
Dirty, mid-priced restaurants. I don't know if you know Amsterdam Avenue from the 70s to the 90s, but it is very mixed. It's a lot of Spanish, a lot of what do you call it?
Well, I know there are some projects along there as well as higher-end housing, but he was talking about the restaurants.
What?
He was talking about the restaurants.
So? I mean, the restaurant... just a minute. He was just talking about the restaurants?
Well, he said building owners. I mean, to be fair, he said building owners.
Building owners are supposed to do what? Clean it up a little better?
Yeah.
Have you been on there? It's not dirty. It's low priced. It's not upper class like the West End Avenue is, which I'm sure he lives on.
Jim, thank you. And Cindy on the Upper West Side. Hi there.
Yeah, well, I agree with a bit with Alex. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as...
By the way, both our callers have called him Alex. I guess I should say that it is Alec.
Alec.
Right? He's not like... It's not A-Roy. He's not A-Ball.
Okay, Alec. All right, but what? Forgive me for you to hurry. But the point is that I think also the point is that the building owners really should take a better. I've lived in the city for a very long time, Brian, and I can see the deterioration and the neglect of building owners for their sidewalks. In many areas where their restaurants, you have water running out from little places where, especially in the summer, where they have this hose with the water from the air conditioning, they don't clean the sidewalks. And especially dog walkers and dog people, they don't always pick up after the animals. So somebody steps in it, and then you have this. It's a mess.
Yes.
These things are not being enforced, and owners can really do a little better. I agree with him.
Did you hear any racial overtones in what he said?
I don't think there was any racial overtones. I think he was just kind of saying, it's a mess, and people are neglecting their responsibility to clean up.
Cindy, thank you very much. Sean on the Upper West Side. You're on WNYC. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Brian. I didn't feel like Alec Baldwin had racial overtones, but I do feel that that there is a class difference that some what I've been seeing. I've been lived on the Upper West Side for 20 years, and I just feel like in the last 5 years there have been so many rich people moving to our neighborhoods. Just in my block alone, three buildings that used to be multi dwelling apartment buildings have been gutted and made into single-family homes. And Alec Baldwin is presenting a viewpoint that I think a lot of these people feel, that with all these, poor and middle-income people, our neighborhood has traditionally been a mixed-income neighborhood. And there is this pressure to sterilize the neighborhood, erase the kind of, down-home New York character, and make it a Disneyland version of New York, safe for people like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Let's replay the clip, because it's interesting to me that I guess you picked up on, and Gawker certainly went after him for this, for referring to all the mid-priced restaurants clogging up the place. And we had a discussion breakout in the office this morning about whether he meant to say they were de classe, or whether, as I think he was just saying, that there are just so many restaurants right now, and they happen to be mid-priced restaurants. But let's listen again.
I wonder what the people who are guests on the show think of the fact that, you can take all the cars you want to off the road, but I still think the Upper West Side is one of the dirtiest parts of New York. I really think that there's so many bars and kind of mid-priced restaurants there, and I find that the Upper West Side is not... where you see Central Park Conservancy taking care of the park, or the Doe Fund taking care of the Broadway malls, that's one thing. But Amsterdam Avenue is still pretty horrible. What they envision about... is there any way that the city can really, really improve enforcement of the owners of these buildings taking care of what's out in front of their own building?
So what do you think, listening to it again, Sean? Was he saying it's because they're mid-priced? He was being snooty and, those mid-priced restaurants.
Well, I don't know how long Alec Baldwin has been living here, but one thing I've noticed is that there are actually fewer mid-priced restaurants.
Yeah, and he said he was living he's been living in the neighborhood for a while. I'm not sure exactly how long.
Yeah. And my other reaction to that is I don't know how much he knows of New York City, but has he ever been to East New York or the South Bronx? Like, for heaven's sakes, we live in a really nice neighborhood. As far as the restaurants go, I do feel like, again, that there is this rent pressure which has been forcing out a lot of the mid-priced restaurants. And I know there is a strip along Amsterdam Avenue where there are a bunch of bars and kind of cheaper places to eat, and they're concentrated in that area. But I have to say they were all there. They've been there for years.
Right.
He knew they were there when he moved in.
Yeah. Okay, Sean. Thank you very much. I think there are more and more restaurants. Anne on the Upper East Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anne.
Good morning, and I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. I reckon that go to 86th Street on the East Side any early morning. I get up at 6 and walk down 86th Street. It's a mess. And without the darling guys in the John Doe Foundation clearing up, we would be a mess. And I think if they, if the West Side supported that foundation, they'd have a tremendous difference in their viewing of the streets.
Anne, thank you very much. And he gave a shout out to that group, too. Joyce in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joyce.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to add my voice to the chorus of people defending the Upper West Side. I cherish the mid-price restaurants. I don't want to have to go to some fancy-schmancy place like on Madison Avenue. I like the gritty urbanization of Amsterdam Avenue. And as for the Broadway malls, I think that's a really bad development because there were lots of small, nice businesses that were forced out.
Right. Now, again, you know, I think in fairness, his problem is not with mid-price restaurants. It's with building owners when there are so many restaurants and bars along the strip now, and they're not cleaning up after themselves, and so the streets become dirty. Do you see that?
No. I mean, sure, I see a little dirty, but I figure that's part of New York. I mean, you know, so it's dirty. You go down Park Avenue, it's not dirty. You go down Madison Avenue, it's not dirty. I wouldn't trade this, you know. I like Amsterdam Avenue.
Thank you very much. And Mark in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Mark, you moved from Amsterdam Avenue to the Bronx?
That is correct. Yeah, that's correct. And actually, I have to tell you, the South Bronx is a lot cleaner than Amsterdam Avenue, which I've always felt was absolutely filthy. And, you know, aside from Alec Baldwin's, like, classist snobbery, I feel like there is a racial aspect to the dirtiness on Amsterdam in that, you know, the building I lived in for years, the building I lived in for years, the landlord had a very low regard for the mostly Mexican tenants who lived there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and made no effort to clean up a building because they felt too threatened to complain. And I think that neglect just filters out onto the street.
And do you think that's still the case today, or has it become also upscale that it's not as mixed use as the first caller was saying?
I think it's actually a really pernicious mix of both, where you have these higher-end restaurants that kind of take care of their own. You know, and those people actually do take care of the sidewalks because they get citations when they don't. I think it's more the apartment building owners, you know, and the people who are responsible for the living conditions are the people who live on Amsterdam Avenue because, you know, a lot of them are just, like, living in buildings like our heat would get turned off. You know, the lobby, the entryway was always filled with garbage, and I would ask the guy about it. And, you know, I think that's what mm-hmm. filters out onto this, you know, aside from Alec Baldwin's just kind of silly comment.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds like you mostly agree with him, actually. Eric in Bed-Stuy, you'll be our last caller on this. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Brian.
So?
Well, so I just thought somebody should comment on the idea of there being two New Yorks. You know, I'm calling from Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn on Myrtle Avenue, which mm-hmm. I would have to imagine is a little dirtier than just about anything on the Upper West Side. A lot of people are talking about the Doe Fund and all this stuff. You know, the businesses over here, they can't afford to, you know, pay for private trash sweeping, and, you know, there's, you know, no sanitation over here. So, you know, I just wanted to keep things in perspective a little bit about the rest of New York City.
So what would you say you need? What do these streets have in common, maybe even on the Upper West Side and in Bed-Stuy, that the city could address better?
Oh, well, I think the city needs to do a much better job of putting trash cans out, doing a better job of promoting, you know, better sanitation, as well as I just don't think it should be the responsibility of businesses to tidy up the streets.
Eric, thanks for your call. That is the law, by the way. And building owners, we should maybe follow up on this someday with building owners, because building owners, business owners, complain all the time that they get harassed by the city. They get tickets for the tiniest little scrap of paper outside on the sidewalk, which they can't even control. So there are a lot of points of view on this in the big city, and there we have some of them. Thanks for your calls. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, the author of a book with a great name, by the way. The author has a great name. The book is called Proust Was a Neuroscientist. Stay with us.